the Small Black Woman, and you're listening to Spacetime Music, a podcast exploring the roots, shoots, and branches of some of my favorite songs through samples and covers. On today's episode, Punta Giardia, End of the Line. Before I go into the topic for this episode, for those of you who kept listening after the first episode, thank you. I appreciate the love. Shout out to Jossie and the Bugs crew listening in San Antonio, Texas. I know the little bugs are probably not listening, but I still love you. And thank you to my listeners here in Iceland, some of whom have sent in episode ideas. Thank you all for listening. Now on to the song at hand, Punta Giardia. And please pardon my American accent on the Portuguese. I first came across this song on Esperanza Spalding's 2008 album, Esperanza. She's a jazz bassist and singer. I think her genre more specifically is called contemporary jazz. Ooh. Even though I couldn't understand a word of it, the song conveyed a spirit of nostalgia and longing, but without the weight of sadness. Even though her version is based in jazz, there's a light breeziness to it, which is found in a lot of Brazilian music. Brazilian jazz is a thing, after all, and the originator of Punta Giardia was able to break into the international stage after working with jazz great Wayne Shorter on this song for his 1975 album, Native Dancer. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's back it up a little bit. So after hearing Esperanza's version, I didn't immediately go looking for the original of the song, which is usually what I do. Usually, I want to know what the original sounds like and what it feels like and how and why it has changed in the hands of someone else. Is it better? Is it worse? If there's one thing I really don't like, it's a pointless cover. If it brings nothing new to the table, what's the point? In any case, I finally got around to finding the original, and I was not disappointed. Punta Giardia was written by Fernando Brandt and Milton Nascimento, and it was performed by Milton Nascimento and was featured on his 1975 album, Minas. The album's title is taken from the state in Brazil where he was born and raised, Minas Gerais. He's known as the crooner of Brazilian music, and his style is described as being post-bossa nova, which was a jazzy Brazilian musical style popular in the 1950s and 60s. If you're drawing a blank when you hear the words bossa nova, just think of the girl from Ipanema. So Milton is coming up in a post-sleek and sexy bossa nova age and comes out with this album. I think it's his seventh album or so. I know nothing about the history of the album. Most in-depth writing on it is in Portuguese, but I'm fairly sure this was Milton's This Is Me, These Are My Roots, This Is Where I Come From album. The artwork for the album cover is just a super tight close-up of his face, so I don't think I'm too far off on this assumption. Let's listen to the originator, Milton Nascimento, singing Punta Giardia.
Mandaram a anca.
The song, according to the internets, is about the last run of a train line that's being taken out of service. And as you listen to it, the music mimics the slow first chugs of an old steam engine before it picks up momentum. And then, at least, well, I see in my head, kids waving excitedly at the train conductor as the train goes by for the last time, with the kids singing at the beginning and end of the song. This next version is by the aforementioned Wayne Shorter and was also released in 1975. The other day, my 14-year-old son asked me, when did people begin being featured on other people's songs? When did it become a thing? And I was like, dude, since forever. This is not something y'all invented. It may sound and look a little different, but it's really all the same stuff repackaged and tweaked a little bit. So Wayne and Milton collaborated, and this is the version that was featured on Wayne's album, Native Dancer. This version unsurprisingly leans more towards the jazz end of the spectrum, and Wayne goes all saxophone solo-y as saxophone players are wont to do. But it still works. I still like it. Maybe a little less, smidge less saxophone, but that's just me. Earth, Wind & Fire fans will already know about their cover of Ponte Giarea, which was featured on their 1977 album All in All. And I think it's listed as Brazilian rhyme with Ponte Giarea in parentheses. Earth, Wind & Fire is known for their funk, their ballads, and elaborate orchestrations, which were only outdone by their costumes back in the 70s. I'm not sure how I missed it growing up, this track. Come to think of it, we listened to plenty of Earth, Wind & Fire, but I don't remember us having any of their albums. That's kind of crazy. Here's Philip, Maurice, and Verdeen and them doing Ponte Giarea.
Thank you.
I feel like Philip Bailey really should have leaned into his falsetto greatness on this one. But you know what? His Portuguese is probably akin to mine, so maybe he did us a favor. But it maintains, this version, it maintains the light, somewhat ethereal feel, even without the vocals. Now, the info I have on this next band is slim, as once again, most of the information on them is in Portuguese. Boca Livre is a Brazilian group, and from what I can gather from the YouTube video, they're a folk music group, and when they recorded this song in 1979, they were four guys who liked to harmonize and had long hair and scruffy hippie looks going on. Here's Boca Livre. Ponta de areia, ponto final da Bahia, Minas, estrada natural que ligava Minas ao porto, ao mar. Dropping the music and going a cappella makes it so much more haunting than the Earth, Wind & Fire version, but I like it. Now, this sometimes happens as I'm doing a little research, very light research, I should say, on a podcast episode. As I was looking up info on the song I was going to play next, I came upon an even earlier version of this song recorded by Elis Regina in 1974 for her album Elis, or Elis. I wonder how she came to record the song before Milton. I bet there's a story behind it. And I even found something written about her in English. It was on a website called secondhandsongs.com. And that site says, frequently regarded as the greatest Brazilian singer of all time, she first married Ronaldo Boscoli, later her longtime collaborator, pianist, composer, arranger, Cesar Camargo Mariano. Her untimely death from an accidental cocaine, alcohol, and temazepam interaction at age 36 in 1982 shocked Brazil. Wow, that's unfortunate. Who knew? I don't think I've ever heard of her before. Okay, let's listen to Elis Regina's version. It has the same sparse quality of the other versions, but with a touch of funky, psychedelic 70s bass and guitar thrown in. It's kind of weird, but still good. Before I found Elise, I was going to move on to Silvana Malta Group and their 2001 recording. Silvana Malta is a Brazilian singer based in Denmark. Let's check out her interpretation of Ponta de Areia.
Ponta de Areia, ponto final da Bahia, Minas, estrada natural que ligava Minas ao porto, ao mar, caminho de ferro mandaram arrancar, velho maquinista com seu boné. Lembra o povo alegre que vinha cortejar Maria. Fumaça não canta mais para moças, flores, janelas e quintais na praça.
Ooh, I like the organ. I don't want to go so far as to say it makes the song feel more sacred. It definitely connotes the kind of reverence you might have for the song. I mean, researching the song has made it clear that it's a Brazilian standard. It's a cell phone lights in the air kind of song. And now on to the last version I'll be covering in this episode. I know there are probably more out there somewhere. If anyone in Brazil is listening, what's your favorite version of Ponta de Areia? Drop it in the comments. This is the cover that turned me on to the song. Esperanza's Portuguese accent may not be perfect, but it's way better than mine, and her voice has the perfect tone for this song. Esperanza Spalding singing and playing Ponta de Areia. She translates this song very neatly into a jazz quartet format and style, letting the piano do what Wayne Shorter was doing with his saxophone and layering her vocals in a way that's lush but maintains a light, airy feel. And I like how she bookends the song with percussion instruments. It's kind of a head nod to the West African roots of Brazilian music. I wonder what Milton thinks of all these covers. They all seem to be done with so much adoration for the song. I can't think he's mad at them. Thanks for coming with me down the Ponta Gira rabbit hole. Rabbit hole. As always, the songs mentioned in this podcast are listed in the show notes. Brazilian music is diverse and delicious. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I highly recommend using Milton and all the other Brazilian artists from today's show as a gateway into the music. And I know this is a music podcast, but if you haven't seen it, Black Orpheus is filled to the brim with fantastic Brazilian music. It was made in 1959, but don't be frightened, kids. Don't be scared. It's in color. Almost all of the songs that I talk about in this podcast are featured on my A Sample, A Cover playlist, and a link to that list is in the show notes. Spacetime Music is on Facebook as Spacetime Music Podcast, so check that out for more content, mini blogs, and links to good music. This has been Spacetime Music with Lid the SBW. Bye, y'all.